Good morning. On Sunday, the 8th of May, 2022, our readings for today are from Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 17, and the Gospel according to St. John chapter 10, verses 22 to 30. And I want to start in John chapter 10, and there's a section in the middle in verse 25. Actually, at the end of verse 24, it says, "Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him," this is talking to Jesus, "how long do you keep us in doubt? If you're the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe because you're not of my sheep, as I said to you. My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. And I will give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." And the bit that stood out for me in that verse was verse 27. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." And really what I want to ask you is, are you one of the sheep of Jesus? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Saviour? Do you know him personally? Are you familiar with the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you hear his voice? Do you hear him? Do you listen to his voice? And do you know him? Well then, in the book of Revelation, chapter 7, it says this, starting from verse 9, "After these things I looked," and this is John the Beloved speaking, "and after these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.' All the angels stood around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, 'Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honour and power and might be to our God for ever and ever. Amen.' Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, 'Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from?' And I said to him, 'Sir, you know.' So he said to me, 'These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.'" And it continues on. But the word or the verse that stood out to me was verse 14. "So he said to me, 'These are the ones who came out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.'" And many people, when they look at the book of Revelation, wonder what this great tribulation is. And there's a reference in the verse that talks about it, which refers back to the previous chapter, chapter 6. And chapter 6 and verse 9 says this, "When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held." And so the great tribulation is talking about a time when people will be killed because of the Lord Jesus. And I want to refer to another verse in Scripture, a verse that's very familiar. And I want to refer to it because I spoke of it only this past week. And it's a passage from John chapter 14, a passage which is close to my heart. And it's John chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus said to him, talking to Thomas, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And what I had said during the week, and it was at a funeral service, when you hear Jesus saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," And in other versions it says, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Many people hear that and they think, I've got to be better in the way that I walk. I've got to be more aware of how I consider truth and what truth that I speak. And I've got to make sure that I live the life for Jesus. And that all sounds very good and real and positive. But I believe that that is wrong. I believe that what Jesus is saying is, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life. And I am not calling you to live in a particular way. And I'm not actually calling you to be filled with truth, nor am I calling you to live the life. But what I am asking you to do is submit to me and allow me to be in your life, so that I will be the way through your life, and I will be the truth in your life, and I actually will be the life in and through your life. Which in a very real way takes the pressure off of us. You see, whenever we look at this in Revelation chapter 7, we read about the Great Tribulation and we think that's terrible. But I want to say to you that we would not be able to face the tribulation if we were not those who knew Jesus and we knew his voice, as it talks about in John chapter 10. In John chapter 10, it tells us that my sheep know my voice. My sheep hear me. My sheep listen to me. And when we have that relationship with Jesus, because that's what it's all about. It's about having a relationship with Almighty God. That then indeed we will be able to cry, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Because he is in us. Because he is in me. And I know him. And I have a relationship with him. You know, John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And that Lamb of God is called Jesus. And yes, Jesus sits on the throne. And in some places it says he sits on the throne on the right hand side of the Father. But yet we know that God is one God. Three persons, three faces, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. And so we believe that salvation does belong to our God who sits on the throne. And to the Lamb of God who's taken away the sin of the world. But it's not a distant God who's away up there, but he's a God, a personal God, who's within our hearts. And we hear his voice and we listen to him. And as you hear his voice and you listen to him, and as you allow him to live in you and through you, you will find yourself going places, doing things, saying things. And you will stand up for Jesus, not because you have to stand up for Jesus, but you'll stand up for Jesus because he's with you, because he walks with you and empowers you and keeps you and enables you to do great things, to be able to do simple, plain, ordinary things, to be able to be the people that he wants you to be, because it is he working in you. Jesus working in you and through you as he lives in you by his Holy Spirit. So I want to encourage you who listen to me this morning, who listen to this passage from Revelation chapter 7 and this passage from John's Gospel chapter 10. And as I referred to John 14 and verse 6, that be encouraged that it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is Christ in you who enables you to be and to do the things that he wants you to do, to be the man or woman of God that he has called you to be. The pressure is off. It's not about you performing. Rather, it's about you submitting to him. And it's simple to submit to him because we know that he loves us. Because we know that he's with us and he never leaves us nor forsakes us. So be encouraged and be not afraid of what this great tribulation might be. Because when God is with you and in you, you are already an overcomer because he overcame. And because he overcame, you and I will overcome because he is with us. For Jesus Christ's sake, amen.